The 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has assured Ghanaians that when voted into power in 2016, he will put in place a competent government to advance the economic fortunes of the country. He said the party has competent members, both home and abroad, to reverse the downward trend of the economy. Nana Akufo-Addo said this when he filed his nomination to contest the position of flag bearer for the NPP for the third time. Joyce Jechi reports.
The party headquarters of the NPP at Asalam Dam was heavily filled with supporters of Nana Akufo-Addo. It was so chaotic that people were bumping into each other. Nana's appearance even made it worse, with the police finding it difficult to control the crowd, some of whom were brought in battle. The heat in the conference room was so unbearable, with a thick crowd, that journalists had difficulty getting audible voice of Nana Akufo-Addo. After filing his nomination, he had a message for Ghanaians.
And there are lots of people in the Ghanaian diaspora and here who put together under purposeful leadership can give this country the government that it truly deserves and reverse the downward spiral, the downward trend of our nation's affairs that we're witnessing under John Mahama.
The General Secretary of the MPP, Pabne Japon, who received the nomination form of Nana Akufo-Addo, said the flag bearers will be held responsible for conduct of supporters and spokespersons.
Now we are hoping for a very clean and friendly, non-acrimonious primary. Our political party believes in healthy competition. We hold any presidential aspirant responsible for the conduct of their spokespersons, their agents and their eyesight, if they are seen to have breached the guidelines of our constitution. We hope that we can all go through this and give Ghanaians the hope that they need, that we can show to the people of Ghana that we are in fact a government in waiting.
The report was filed by Joyce Jechi.
Three other presidential hopefuls of the NPP have filed their nominations to contest the flag bearership position. They are the MP for Isojamain Kufiose Ameyao, Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament Joe Garte, and her former Minister of Information Stephen Asamoah Boateng. Speaking to newsmen after filing their nomination forms, the flag bearer aspirants called on party supporters to unite so as to wrest power from the NDC. They said a divided front can never achieve anything good.
The fanfare that greeted Danado when he arrived at the party headquarters was missing when the three others arrived. First who arrived after Danado left was the MP for Isojamain, Kofi Oseameyao. He said the journey so far has not been smooth. He said together they can win power. Mr. Oseameyao therefore called on the five other flag bearer aspirants to advise their followers to stop the internal wrangling and campaign on issues.
I know the road has not been smooth along the way to today. There have been bumps, impediments, obstacles, but together as a party we shall overcome. For me, my preoccupation is power in 2016. Now, in order for us to get power, we must unite. But I can assure everyone here that I, Kofi Oseameyao, I dedicate myself towards unity, towards the end goal of power.
For his part, the Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joe Garte, said he will abide by the rules governing the conduct of the elections. He said as they go into the contest, supporters should be mindful of the fact that whatever they do now will harm them in future.
I have made my position clear that nobody should form any group, friends of Joe Garte, any group. We are all friends of MPP. If you form a group, friends of Joe Garte, it means I must have enemies. I didn't come into this business to get enemies. I also believe that this is a family discussion. It's not a discussion for the media. I'll make sure that neither me nor anybody who says he supports me will do anything to bring this party into discipline.
Mr. Asamoah Boateng said The country is lagging behind in so many areas. He said without unity and discipline, much cannot be achieved. He called on party supporters to bury all differences and come on board to win power from the NDC.
My quest to serve this party is to make sure that this party honors the obligation that Ghanaians have placed on us. I believe that Ghana must go back and do some on what we've done wrong and what we need to do right.
The stage is now set for the party to go to Congress to elect one candidate to lead the party in the 2016 general elections.
Antoinette Abba filed that report.